98 dealing with a major crash right now. Handful of emergency crews going to 198 right at the BW Parkway. Westbound 100 has got a work crew down to a crawl. Single lane gets you by between 170 and Anne Arundel Mills Boulevard. Interloop of the Beltway, single lane gets you by between River Road and the I-270 spur. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we're going to check in with Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After seeing temperatures today, anywhere between 87 and 91 degrees, tomorrow's going to be a little less intense on the heat, and we're tracking our next rain chances. This evening, we'll have some scattered clouds around the area. Temperatures by morning in the 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, anywhere between 85 and 89 degrees, with showers after 7 p.m. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Reagan National is at 79 degrees, some of us falling to the 60s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Summers. Coming up here on WTOP, three police officers shot and killed in Charlotte, North Carolina today. We've got the latest from night five of protests on the George Washington University campus.
Two teenagers have been arrested for the mass shooting in a Greenbelt park. I'm Dick Uliano.
And did that teen curfew work at National Harbor? 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Three officers have been killed and five others wounded in a shootout while serving a warrant at a home in Charlotte, North Carolina. CBS News has learned that two of the officers killed were from the North Carolina Department of Corrections assigned to the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. WBTV's Nick Oxner.
Subjects barricaded himself.
Just before 2 p.m., a U.S. Marshals Task Force was attempting to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, when at least one suspect inside the house opened fire.
Three members of the U.S. Marshals Task Force who are pronounced deceased.
Officers, including SWAT teams, quickly responded and shut down the neighborhood, including nearby schools.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
The suspect is dead. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University stand firm. This despite a warning from the school.
We continue to urge the protesters to remove the encampment and voluntarily disperse.
They have not dispersed at the University of Texas at Austin either, where Chris Fox reports.
UT police issued the order to disperse, prompting Texas state troopers decked in riot gear to move on them. The arrests mostly focused on the protesters linked arm-in-arm in the encampment. 57 protesters were arrested last Wednesday. All of those charges were dropped. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
CBS's Deborah Patcha says negotiations for a possible ceasefire in Gaza have been underway.
Secretary Blinken said that Israel has made an extraordinarily generous proposal to Hamas. There is a lot riding on it. If a deal is not reached, in all likelihood, a rougher invasion will go ahead.
A string of weekend tornadoes kills at least four people in Oklahoma. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is ready to provide support as needed.
We are praying for those impacted and the families who lost loved ones, as well as those who were injured.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says tomorrow in the country's midsection.
I'm thinking that this is more of going to be a damaging wind threat, so 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and less on the tornado threat.
The FCC has fined the largest cell phone carriers. CBS's Matt Piper explains why.
The fines amount to $200 million, and it's for the cell companies illegally sharing access to customers' locations. T-Mobile received the biggest fine of $80 million, AT&T $57 million, Sprint $12 million, and Verizon about $7 million. The feds say the information allowed highly sensitive data to wind up in the hands of bail bond companies, bounty hunters, and other shady actors. The carriers say they intend to challenge the fines.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 here on WTOP, Monday night, April 29th, 2024. Reagan National is at 79. We could fall to the 60s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories that we're following this hour. We're staying on top of the college campus demonstrations here and across the nation over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The overwhelming majority of the protesters are pro-Palestinian. Many are calling on the universities to cut financial ties to Israel because of the war. We have heard from Jewish students and supporters of Israel who say some of these protests have strayed into anti-Semitism. Today is the last day of classes at George Washington University, right here in D.C., as demonstrations in Foggy Bottom continue for a fifth day.
This is Liana Golden with 7 News, reporting from George Washington University, where right now we're seeing hundreds of students and members of the public alike gathering for a listening session. They're sitting right outside their tents, milling about on the U Yard encampment as they listen to their peers and organizers of this protest voice their demand for the university to divest from business with Israel. They're continuing to stay united here. They say they will remain as long as it takes for those demands to be met. We know that several students were suspended. That doesn't seem to be stopping them from continuing. The university says they can't comment on specific cases, but will plan to hold students accountable. Now, today was the last day of classes. Finals and graduation are looming, but students again say they're not going anywhere. As of now, the university says there are no plans to delay commencement ceremonies. We will continue to keep an eye on the situation as nighttime falls on this encampment here at George Washington University.
7 News reporter Liana Golden reporting with our partners at 7 News. Stay with us here and at WTOP.com for continuing coverage. Two teenagers have been arrested in the meantime. They're charged as adults in the mass shooting 2 weeks ago in a Greenbelt park. WTOP's Dick Giuliano has details.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the 14 and 16-year-olds accused of shooting 5 people are being charged as adults.
Any serious offense, especially those that potentially carry life sentences, like attempted first-degree murder, these cases will be taken seriously.
The shootings April 19th happened in Schramm Hills Park during an unsanctioned senior skip day. Greenbelt City Manager Josue Salmaron says the community's relieved the arrests have been made and the shooting victims survived.
All the victims of this unfortunate incident have been discharged from the hospital and are on their way to recovery.
The teens are facing multiple charges, and the case will be presented to a grand jury. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
The emergency weekend curfew for teenagers at National Harbor has come and gone with no reported violations. The curfew requires kids 16 and younger to be with an adult or guardian on the weekends, 5 p.m. to 6 a.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was put in place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in fighting, vandalism, and stealing at National Harbor. The county council is now working on passing emergency legislation that would expand this youth curfew. 906. Increasing security on elementary school campuses is just one of the recommendations released now by a group in charge of reviewing safety and security at Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP's Scott Gelman has that story.
We do have school resource officers assigned to every high school and every middle school.
But Dan Adams with the school district says they're not in elementary schools. That's why the panel, made up of law enforcement and educators, is recommending adding security to those campuses.
Really trying to cover all the different bases when it comes to school safety.
It doesn't have to be an SRO. The district could explore using school safety officers who work for the county but aren't members of law enforcement.
And then in some cases, we do have a contract with a third party firm.
Adams explains boosting security is helpful for medical emergencies too.
LCPS is very proud that it takes a very strategic, very broad view of school safety.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
School system is hoping to hear from community members on the recommendations before deciding if they should be implemented. A student accused of making a threat on Instagram against Osborne Park High School in Manassas is under arrest. The suspect is 17. Investigators say the threat has been checked out and it was not real. The suspect will be taken to court rather than the juvenile justice system. As we get some more information, we'll pass it along on WTOP. Small businesses are being celebrated in the nation's capital this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo says that includes ribbon cuttings and some big money going out to businesses in the city.
To kick off Small Business Week in D.C., the ribbon was cut outside the newly renovated office of Jennifer Ferris's interior design company, Bandura Designs.
We are starting today to bring our office to the next level, along with this amazing, thriving community here on Rhode Island Avenue.
The business was among several to have received grants from the city, including the Robust Retail Citywide Grant. D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie took part in the ribbon cutting.
Our small businesses are truly the backbone of our local economy. Do you all agree?
Also, to kick off the week, 64 new recipients of the grants were announced, and they'll get up to $10,000 to spend on anything from payroll to renovations. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Still ahead here on WTOP, MLB says the much-criticized uniforms will be changing, although maybe not right away. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds or so.
Hi, I'm Sybil Yaver, a longtime client of Rocky Gorge Animal Hospital. I know how much you love your pet because I love my pets too. And as pet owners, we all want the best care for them. The care, compassion, the cutting-edge technology, plus the patience they show in educating me, I wouldn't take my pets anywhere else.
From everyone at Rocky Gorge, thank you for trusting your pet's care to us. And don't forget, we're here for you and your pets 24/7, 365 days a year. And we'll never forget, nothing warms the heart like a cold nose.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
It's traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, right back to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks, Dimitri. Northbound 95 slowing down, headed past the Aquia Harbor over towards Russell Road. Work zone should be setting up as we speak. According to VDOT, should only be blocking off the shoulder for now. But, of course, we were informed by VDOT that later tonight, that ramp southbound is going to be blocked headed towards Joplin Road. Of course, we will keep you posted as the night goes on. If you're headed on 66, no issues. Beltway traffic looks great. Inner loop of the Beltway in Maryland, though, you're slowing down between River Road and the 270 spur. Caller confirms that you've got a single lane that continues you onto the inner loop of the Beltway, plus the two lanes over on the left-hand side that take you towards the 270 spur. Good news is, once you get past the spur, all lanes open up and you're just fine. TOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Carlos, now it's Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist.
Hottest day of the year so far for many neighborhoods, around 90 degrees. Well, the heat is peaking today, not quite as intense with those temperatures tomorrow. Now, this evening, our temperatures will drop off down into the 70s and 60s by early Tuesday. Expect a high temperature range Tuesday afternoon between 85 and just shy of 90 degrees. So 85 to about 89 degrees for Tuesday. Isolated showers and a few storms expected during the evening. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Fort Belvoir 76, Foggy Bottom at 81, Silver Spring 79 degrees. Some parts of our area could fall to the 60s overnight gradually. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences 6 months. No payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. We're going to Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The new Major League Baseball uniforms designed by Nike and made by Fanatics had infuriated players. They rip when sliding, show huge sweat stains. But Nike had said, well, players have to adjust, until the Wall Street Journal said. The MLB held a video call with Nike last week and said change has to happen. The players' union confirms changes will come at the start of next season. A change at the top of Paramount Global. CEO Bob Bakish is being replaced by a management committee. The company's negotiating a change in ownership. It's coming off a quarter that saw a big boost from February Super Bowl and smaller streaming losses. If you check the last few pages of a book to see how it ends, you'll get it. Best X research says about a third of all S&P 500 stock trades now come in the final 10 minutes of trading, up from 27% 3 years ago. On Wall Street, the last 10 minutes of trading saw the averages rise by about a third of a percent. The Dow rose 146, the NASDAQ 55, the S&P 16. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
Fort Belvoir 76, Foggy Bottom 81, Silver Spring at 79 degrees. Some parts of our area could fall now to the 60s overnight. Let's take a look at the Asia-Pacific markets, mostly higher. Tokyo stocks up 1.5%. Australia's ASX 200 is up a fraction. And South Korea's KOSPI up 1%. We do have the Shanghai Composite flat tonight. We'll take a deeper dive into campaign 2024 next, as we ask what should President Biden and former President Trump be worried about most when it comes to the latest numbers. We'll check in with our colleagues at ABC 538. Stay with us now on WTOP.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. TwiceTheChoices.com.
Later this half hour,
trying to learn more about who's at risk of inheriting lung cancer. I'm Neil Augenstein.
And more from WTOP in about 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
9:14 on WTOP. Campaign 2024, new polling concerns for President Biden. 538 at ABC News just launched an online interactive polling tool that shows the incumbent and former President Trump are essentially tied in national polls, with Trump with a tenuous lead in key swing states. We talked about this with Elliot Morris. He's editorial director of data analytics at ABC News 538 to discuss which candidates should worry, at least based on these numbers.
Yeah, I'd say if I were the incumbent president, I wouldn't be panicking, but I would be sweating these numbers. Our national polling average has the current president behind the former president by about one percentage point. And Joe Biden trails in all of those key swing states that'll decide the outcome of the Electoral College. So, of course, it's early, right? Our polling averages today are not meant to be a prediction of the election in November. But as an indicator of where things stand today, you know, they show that the current president has some sizable ground to make up if he's going to win another term.
And please don't think I'm grasping at straws, but what about tying it up a little bit nationally? Wasn't President Biden also trailing nationally not too long ago?
So Biden today is behind Donald Trump by one percentage point nationally. Now, that is close enough that we say at 538 that it's within the margin of error. So if we had more surveys, then maybe that number would change by a percentage point or two, just based off of randomness in the polling data that we actually get to collect, right? Each individual poll could be off for any number of reasons. Maybe they talk to a weird sample of white voters or a weird sample of people from, say, Virginia, and that can throw off the result of the poll. When you have a lot of different surveys, when you aggregate them together, the hope is that you reduce that uncertainty, but of course you never diminish it all the way. So our Trump plus one number today is a bad signal for the president, but it's not necessarily, a nail in his coffin.
I'm sure you get asked this a lot. How is it that we have a former president who is facing four criminal trials somewhere down the road and so many other accusations against him, but somehow he is beating or statistically tied with Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, when you hear the president campaign, he makes lots of arguments about him being persecuted by Joe Biden or the Democrats, about these trials being a witch hunt or what have you. Regardless of what you and I think of that, his voters certainly seem to agree. Donald Trump today has a favorability rating close to 80 or 90% among Republicans. That is it's hard to get 90% of anyone, Americans to agree on anything these days. So they've evidently agreed with the former president's rhetoric on those trials. They don't seem to face him. He has a strong base of, about these 40% of all voters, that being the combination of the number of Republicans and those Republicans who are enthusiastic about him.
Elliot Morris, editorial director of data analytics at ABC News 538, saying that he wouldn't be giving up if he were Joe Biden, but he would be sweating a little bit based on the latest poll numbers. Top stories we're working on WTOP. Three law enforcement officers are dead, five others wounded. They all were trying to serve a warrant in North Carolina. The suspect has also been shot and killed. The latest on an ongoing campus demonstration against the Gaza war in dozens of campuses across the country and right here at GW. Keep it here for full details. Get traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks as we go to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks so much, Dimitri. As of now, no major delays to speak of, but a few small ones. For example, if you're on the Beltway, the Inner Loop has a work zone right now in Maryland between just before River Road up towards the 270 spur. They're blocking at least two lanes over on the right-hand side of the roadway. Basically, as you make your way closer and closer to the 270 spur, you'll be losing another lane. By the time you're right by the 270 spur, you'll only have a single lane of traffic getting by to continue on the Beltway plus the two lanes that take you towards 270. Now, if you're making your way on 270, so far, I'm not seeing any brake lights. I-95 northbound, you got a work crew setting up near 216 Skaggsville Road. When they're all set up, they should be blocking two lanes on the right side. 198, according to Maryland Department of Transportation, you got all lanes blocked on the eastbound side of 198 right by the BW Parkway. This is for a crash. They're likely alternating traffic on the westbound side. Westbound Maryland 100. It's a combination of a work zone and a crash. The work zone between 170 and Rundle Mills Boulevard. You're slow for that. Now we've got a crash in the same direction. So you were likely down to a single lane before. Now you have no lanes because of that accident scene. 270, or rather I-97 southbound looks great. And across the Bay Bridge, you got two-way traffic on the westbound span. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist. And to say it was hot today is absolutely accurate, but even record-breaking heat, Veronica.
That's right. Yeah, 91 degrees, 89 for Reagan National. That was just 2 degrees from the record, but we did manage to tie the record at Dulles, and we set a new record there at BWI. So 91 degrees there. A little bit of heat tomorrow. It's still going to be plenty toasty, but we'll be shy of today's temperatures by around 2 to 3 degrees. Again, still toasty warm when consider that the average high is 72. I'm forecasting once again for tomorrow afternoon, 85. To 89 degrees. Now, currently, our temperatures are still running in the upper 70s to lower 80s out there, and here we are well after 9 o'clock. Our temperatures by morning will be about 60 to 65 degrees, mainly clear. We'll start picking up some cloud cover during the afternoon. Partly sunny skies expected for your Tuesday afternoon, and then turning mostly cloudy with some rain showers coming our way after 7 p.m. It's all part of the next weather maker. Some rain for Tuesday evening, late Tuesday night, and going into Wednesday morning. Chance for some of those isolated showers, even a chance that we can have a rumble of thunder. No severe weather expected, but I'll watch this system closely. It is the same weather maker that produced a lot of severe weather over the nation's midsection for the last couple of days. Temperatures step down by Wednesday and Thursday. Highs about 80 to 85 degrees in mid-70s on Friday. Right now, your Thursday and Friday is looking dry. 81 currently in Leesburg, Virginia, 79 in Manassas, 82 in Bellsville, and 76 degrees currently in D.C.
We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Well, still to come here on WTOP, Carrie Wright, do you recognize the name? The new state school superintendent for Maryland. She had actually been doing the job for a while on an interim basis. What is her plan? What changes are coming under her leadership? Stay with us on WTOP.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are 3 or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated WISH kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
9:23, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. Carrie Wright, the newly chosen state superintendent of Maryland Public Schools, says she's trying to fix the way the state measures academic success. She's telling the Baltimore Banner that means changing the state test, revamping the standards for English, math, and social studies, and improving the virtual hub that measures the success of each public school. She says the goal is to give you a clearer view of how well your kids are actually taught. It looks like Apple will be incorporating artificial intelligence hardware into their future products. Next week, the tech giant is launching its newest iPad at a Let Loose event. Then in June, they'll announce new generative AI features. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur joined us on WTOP to talk about whether this is Apple taking something that others have done and making it better or something else.
OpenAI, which is one of the most popular startups out there, their ChatGPT has become one of the most widely used consumer products on the planet. And part of its success has been that this type of technology is useful for certain things, right? It's useful to help people kind of imagine what they could do, either putting together a letter or being able to even write a limerick for a birthday. I mean, you name it. And so in a lot of ways, Apple introducing this in their technologies is not going to be revolutionary in the same way as OpenAI has kind of changed the way the tech industry looks.
Apple tends to make this tech easier to use, which helps popularize it, according to Ian Schur.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
9:25. We're going to Rob Woodfork.
All right. The Nationals never trailed in Miami on their way to a 7-2 victory that completes their first four-game sweep of the Marlins in 10 years, their first four-gamer against any opponent in 5 years. And Jake Irvin, like the Nats, evens his record at 500 with his six innings of four-hit, two-run ball with three strikeouts. He's now 2-2 on the season. Jacob Young, batting ninth in the order, is on a nine-game hit streak, and C.J. Abrams told Masson it's why he's collecting RBI hits from the leadoff spot.
Oh, yeah, that's big. You know, he gets on base, he gets an extra 90 from stealing bags, and puts... Get-